Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast where
we compare the books to their movies.
Today I'm standing up.
And I'm sitting down. I'm in the driver's seat. That never happens.
No, but that's because we've got a special guest on today. Hello. What is your name?
Jade.
Yeah. How do I know you?
Because you're my mom's friend.
That's right.
I've known her since she was a baby. Since you, before you were a baby.
Pre-baby.
Yeah. You're in your mom's belly.
She's like, cool story.
She's like, great, I have nothing to add to this.
But we're here with a special bonus episode during our break.
Yes. Happy summer, everyone.
Yes. We couldn't stay away too long.
No, never.
We have Howl's Moving Castle today.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying to do this one since pre-strike.
Yeah, we have.
This was season three.
Yeah.
Then it got pushed to season four.
And then it got pushed to
season five. Let's do it. Woo. We got it. All right. So let me tell you what this book's about. Sophie has an uneventful life at her late father's hat shop. But all of that changes when she befriends Wizard Howl, who lives in a magical flying castle. However, the evil Witch of the Waste takes issue with their budding relationship and casts a spell on young Sophie, which ages her prematurely. Now Hal must use his magical talents to battle the jealous hag and return Sophie to her former youth and beauty.
That's hilarious. That makes it sound like Hal, I guess he does know the whole time, but that makes it sound like he's like very aware and, oh, I guess he is.
You're like arguing with yourself.
I really am. Because I was like, that synopsis Google does not make sense. And now I'm like, actually, it kind of does. Okay, whatever.
Okay. All right. We have author Diana.
Mm-hmm. And then I think it's Wynn.
Wynn Jones. Director Hayao Miyazaki.
Yeah.
Screenplay writer Hayao Miyazaki.
Okay.
Audiobook reader Jenny Sterling. She was okay.
Yeah.
Nothing super fantastic about her. The book came out April 1986. The movie came out September 5th, 2004. You weren't even alive yet, were you, Jade?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my goodness.
What year were you born?
2013.
Oh, my gosh.
That hurt. Here, I was thinking it was going to be like 2006 or 7.
You know what hurts is my first year teaching, I was in fourth grade. And I taught 9/11, and ooh. I looked at my birthdays for my kids, and they were all born in 2001. I'm like, they were all born.
You're
the
like,
year.
You don't even know.
You don't even
you
know.
Didn't live through this.
But that's an 18-year difference.
I guess that makes sense because Jade's not even 11 yet.
That does. I mean, it's not an 18-year difference from now. What is it from now?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's a 20-year difference.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
That is. Oh, that's.
I mean, 20 years ago since the movie came out.
Yes.
So 20 plus 8, 38 years. We weren't even, well, we could deduce that from the year.
Right.
We're dumb.
Oh, gosh. All right. So let's say what we did first. You read it or watch it?
I read it.
You read it first or did you watch it first?
Oh, I watched it
first. Watched it first. You read it first this time and then you rewatched it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But overall, yeah. You watched it first.
I was going to say, part of the reason why I chose this one is because you're a Studio Ghibli girl, aren't you?
Kind of.
I saw the movie first as well.
I did too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what are our thoughts on the story? Do we like the story, the movie, or the book? Or just in general, like what the whole thing is about?
I like them both, but I like the movie more.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Beauty and the Beast, and that's my favorite Disney movie. Mm-hmm. And so, plus Christian Bale as Howl. How can you go wrong?
Yeah. I have mixed thoughts. I don't really know where my thoughts are, actually. I just was confused a lot throughout one of them, and then it made sense in the other one.
Yeah.
That's my little tease,
she
I guess.
Can't tell us, because...
I'll tell you at the end. And why'd we pick it?
So I picked it because, well, first off, Jade asked to be on the podcast, and I thought this would be a perfect one for her to guest star on. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jade? Was this a good one for you to guest star on? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I really liked the movie. And so what's really dumb is the first time I watched it, I totally missed the based on the book. So when we were making our list for Off Script and this came up, I was like, oh, I want to do this one.
There you go.
And then this time I watched it and I was like, oh, you idiot. The first time you watched this, you should have known.
We were distracted. We watched it at Ashley and Justin's.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
All right. So we got some super fun facts for you.
Yeah.
Upon seeing Spirited Away 2001, Christian Bale immediately agreed to play the role in this film. Oh. He didn't expect to get the title role, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's even sweeter.
Isn't that cute? Although the film was not released in the United Kingdom until September 23rd, 2005, director Hayao Miyazaki personally traveled to England in the summer of 2004 to give the private showing to the author.
That's amazing.
I thought so.
Aw.
In the novel, the Black Door is a portal to Howl's homeland, which is in Wales, in our current time and dimension. Christian Bale, who voices Howl in the English version, is also from Wales.
That's cool.
Yeah. The film features a moment with Christian Bale's distinct growl, which he would later use in Batman because he was preparing for the role during this filming.
That's amazing. I know exactly when he growled. When he was the bird.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
I do, because
you heard it. You love your Batman.
Yeah.
And it was nominated for Best Animated Feature at the 2006 Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie, let's get started. So, book kicks off. There are three sisters, Sophie, Letty, and Martha. And mom, or stepmom, couldn't afford to keep them at home anymore, so she sent them off to work. And near the town, there was Howl's moving castle. And Sophie worked at the hat shop from home, and one day Sophie wanted to see her sister, so she went to go see Letty. But the sister let her know they actually switch places with this magic spell. So she's really Martha, but she looks like Letty.
So in the movie, it doesn't start with the mom sending the daughters off to work. It's just you start and Sophie's making hats already. And it does. There's a lot that's not said. And so, like, she has this note in her pocket where she's like, oh, I'm going to go visit my sister. But we don't know that when we're watching the movie. We're just kind of like, what is she doing? Mm-hmm. When Sophie's on her way to visit Letty, there's like this whole war thing going on too in the movie. And so like there's soldiers everywhere. So there's this whole war going because the king's son is missing.
Mm.
And there's two soldiers in the alleyway when she's on her way to her sister. And then Howl comes up and is like, no, I'm with her. Because the guys were being creepy. And then she's like, oh, thank you. And he's like, walk with me. But just so you know, I'm being followed. And then what happens, Jade?
Isn't that the witch of the waste, like the black things? And they come out and then they like try to run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then what else do they do? Don't they, like, fly?
Walk on the air or something?
Yeah. That's a huge difference from the book.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Actually, I have one more note because I forgot you've already talked about her sister telling her about switching with Martha. That They don't mention that.
They don't really mention that she has sisters, do they?
No, no.
Yeah.
Because she comes and meets with Letty and talks to her in this scene. But in this scene, she's coming to talk to her, not because she misses her. Or, well, it is because she misses her, but they don't talk about that or about how her and Martha switch. They talk about the whole entire encounter they just had, or she just had floating on the air and stuff.
Mm.
And then her sister's like, you're lucky it wasn't Hal.
Oh, yeah.
And then
it's like, oh, it is.
Yeah. And then later when Sophie's an old lady and she's walking, she's like, I just got to get to my sister who's a witch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the other thing, too, is the sister in this conversation mentions how the Witch of the Waste is kind of like on a rampage right now. When
in the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When in the book, she doesn't get mentioned until a little bit later.
Yep. Yep. So the sisters are talking. Letty slash really Martha and Sophie are talking. And it turns out they're doing what's best for them because Letty wanted to marry someone and get rich, whereas Martha wanted to get rich by herself. So they switched their roles. And so now one of them's with the witch and one of them's doing whatever the other one was going to do.
Yeah, you definitely were confused during the book.
Yes, I was.
Letty wanted to be a witch. Letty had been practicing to be an apprentice.
Okay.
But stepmom didn't take that into account. She wanted her to be the one who found someone and thought the bakery was the best place for that because she was the younger, more beautiful one and her daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so she was like, I'm sending you to the bakery so you're close to me and you'll find someone to fall in love with them. Whereas Martha is the person who's like, I don't know a lick about magic. Like, I don't know anything and I'd rather be baking. So then Letty and Martha were like, we're going to switch.
Okay. That's what happened. And they agreed that Sophie needs to do what's best for her because their stepmom is taking advantage of her. And so later that night, Sophie asks to get paid. But stepmom's like, oh, yes, yes, I will. But she never does. And so Sophie is just frustrated. And then old woman comes into the shop and she starts yelling at her because the old woman is like angry. And so instead of, you know,
the old woman's angry, it's very key because all of the hats she's given away are doing things for people. Like, because when she's sewing these hats and talking to them, she's like, you're going to find the love of your life. You're going to go and be rich. And the people who buy those hats are doing that. And this lady had bought a hat, but it didn't do anything for her because turns out she's a witch.
Yes. And later she came back and put a curse on Sophie and turned her into an old lady. And she found on the way, or Sophie's like, oh, no, my bones, it hurts so bad. And so she's like, has to walk and trying to get away so no one sees her. And she found this walking stick and she decides to go. And she found Howl's Moving Castle and she sat in front of the fire to take a break.
In the movie, I thought it was weird because the witch, like, first off, the witch comes and states, I'm the Witch of the Waste. I'm like,
right.
Lady, why do we need to know that? And then I also pictured her. I pictured this whole scene when I was reading it during the day, not at night. Whereas in the movie, she comes at night, so it's scarier. And she's like, lock the door. And then she turns around and is like, oh, I thought I locked that door. And the witch is like, no. And the whole reason that the witch comes after her in the movie, because she saw her with Howl. And so she knows that Howl's her, like, the witch does not like Howl. And she's like, oh, you're helping Howl? I'm going to knock you back. Even though poor Sophie was just getting saved by Howl.
Yeah.
Also, the movie doesn't show that Sophie puts magic into her hats, which I thought was a very key point for the story.
Yep, didn't.
That's
why I didn't remember, I guess.
Yeah, and then in the movie, the reason why the witch turns her into an old lady is because Sophie, like, stands up to her and, like, is like, you need to get out of this shop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else to say?
Mm-mm.
Nope. Okay.
Okay. So.
Oh, wait. Actually, I do.
Okay.
Because when Sophie is leaving, she doesn't leave right away. She actually, like, the next morning, her stepmom comes and knocks on the door and is like, Sophie, you're not down working. And she's like, no, I'm not feeling good. And the mom's like, oh, you sound like a 90-year-old woman. And then Sophie's like, okay, I need to leave. And then as she's leaving, you overhear soldiers talking about how the prince is missing. And that's the only mention of it in the movie. Well, it's like the first mention of it,
and I then there's like a couple times, but yeah, not like
in the book.
Yeah.
And then
I just want to say, if my kids were like, "I'm sick, I don't come in," I would go in. Would your mom go in if you said you're sick?
Yeah.
And then, oh, and how Sophie, I'm so mad about this part.
Okay.
I'm very mad. So, in the book, there's a scarecrow. Is the scarecrow friendly in the book, Jade?
Pretty sure. No.
No. In the movie, he's her best friend. In the book,
he's a scary scarecrow.
Yeah. He, like, keeps coming and attacking the door and, like, running after her. In the movie, they're best friends, and this is how she gets her walking stick, because freaking Scarecrow is
turnip
like
head.
Yeah, following her. Except for, I will say, I forgot about this until I was watching it this time, but when we first watched it with Justin and Ashley, I couldn't stop laughing at the, why don't you just go find a field and stand in it?
Yeah,
and
that's right.
We were like, that's gonna be our new, like, burn. Go find a field to stand in.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so the scarecrow comes to give Sophie a cane, and then she's like, well, shoot, you should go find me a place to stay, too. And then he basically brings the castle to her.
Do you like the scarecrow scary or nice?
Probably nice.
Nice. You liked it nice better?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was fun.
I think it's hilarious. I like it's how a great character.
She was mean. She's like, turnip head. And then he still is like, yeah, here's a walking stick.
I love later on when, like, Marco was like, what did he say? He says something about, like, what is that dude doing here? And she's like, oh, he's been following me, but I just call him turnip heads.
Yes. To be fair, in the book, he could have been nice. But, I mean, if you see a scarecrow following you and, like, he's probably trying to get their attention by knocking on the door.
I was going to say, how it's written up until you find out who it is, it's scary.
Yeah.
She's like, he is running after me. Well, the thing, too, is in the book, she sees the scarecrow when she's walking to get to Howl's castle, and she talks to it. So she basically brings it to life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I mentioned her making the hats. But anyway, I forgot where I was going with that. But basically, that's a difference, too, because she didn't talk to it in the movie to bring it to life. It was already alive. Like, she just, what'd she do, Jade? Do you remember?
They grabbed it. Out of the bush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Prop it back up.
Mm-hmm. Before she got into the castle, she's fighting to get in. Like, the castle's not letting her get in. And then eventually it did let her in. And this is where she met the apprentice named Markle. And she tells him she's staying the night. She doesn't ask. She's like, I'm going to stay the night. And she then meets Calcifer, the fire demon, and they agree to help each other because he's under contract with Howl. And she's cursed as an old woman, so they're like, okay, you help me, I'll help you.
Do you know the main difference here, Jade? When Sophie gets in the house, who's there?
Calcifer.
Mm-hmm. No one else. It's just her and Calcifer right off the bat, right?
I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she doesn't talk to the apprentice and doesn't tell him that she's staying there until the next day.
Right.
And basically the rest of that happens.
Okie doke. So Sophie basically bullied Calcifer into letting her cook on him because nobody can cook on him except Howl. And she toured the house and she could find almost no rooms. And it was so disgustingly dirty. When Howl gets home, she introduces herself as the new cleaning lady because, you know, she just shows up and Howl would just assume that a cleaning lady just shows up. He's like, oh, yes, of course. Of course, cleaning lady. The house is enchanted. It's an enchantment out of his old house because he's on the run from some people. And someone shows up and gave him a lot of money at one of the little doors. Because there's like this special door. You just flip the knob. And every time you open it, it opens to a different place. And Markle and Cal are not too happy because they're like, oh, he's so bad with money.
Does that happen?
No.
No. Main thing that happens out of everything you just said is that Sophie bullies Calcifer into letting her cook on him. Mm-hmm. She doesn't tour the house. She just looks around and is like, oh, it's so gross. And then when Hal comes home, she's like, Calcifer hired me. I'm your cleaning lady. Rather than, like, I'm the cleaning lady.
Right.
Like,
I think it's so funny when Howl feeds him the eggshells. He's like, nom, 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 nom.
I know, it was cute.
Who's your favorite character, Jade?
Probably Castle
Fruit. Mm-hmm. He's fun. I like him.
He's the funnest, yeah. Him and Howl are my favorites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I do love Howl.
Okay, when I was trying to find memes,
yeah,
they're all about how much everybody's in love with Howl. Are you in love with Howl?
Yeah.
You think he's super cute?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I should put one up there then.
Yeah.
Because I'm like,
I think he reminds me so much of Gareth, I think is his name. It's David Bowie's character in Labyrinth. And that was one of my first movie crushes. Yeah. So to me, and then you got Christian Bale voicing him, like, I'm done for. Oh, especially, like, I love that the whole time he knows it's her. Like, you don't know right off the bat, obviously, but he knows. So, like, she's, like, sitting there, like, I'm an old lady, and he sees her as her young self.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, the thing is, in the book, Howl was kind of more pissed off that she was at the house. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the movie, he's like, oh, I'll take over cooking. Here, let me cook.
Yeah, he's kind of annoyed
in the book. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, let me also. While they're eating breakfast, do you remember what happens, Howl?
Do you know Howl? What happens, Howl?
Tell me, Howl. Do you remember what happens when Howl points to Sophie and says, hey, can I get what's in your pocket?
Is it the table?
The letter. From the Witch of the Waste that then burns up and leaves a mark on the table. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So then they're being tracked. Is that what that is? Or what is it for?
No, it was just basically a threat to the freaking...
Oh, it's not
to like Howl.
A tracking thing.
I never thought it was, but now I do.
I don't know.
I don't...
I've just seen in other movies that when you like get, you know, burned on like magic, it's like, tracking. Oh, they're tracking me now.
Yeah. I bet that probably is. Howl just, like, laughed it off and was like, she's just... No, I don't know where my thought was going.
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Good?
Yeah.
All right. Sophie tried to clean the house, and Marco and Calcifer were mad because they're like, don't clean that! Don't clean that! It's perfect how it is! And Howl comes home, or out, and yells at her not to hurt the spiders because she's trying to get all the spiders out. No, don't hurt my friend spiders! So she had to nicely get them out of there. Or did she have to leave them?
I think she left them.
But she just couldn't hurt
them. But she, like, cleaned around them. Yeah. Yes.
So he then ignored her after all that and let her do with it, her thing. And she was trying to find all the souls of the girls that he had kidnapped because that is the rumor all about him, right? And so she watches him go in and out of this magical door that depending on where the lock is turned, you'll exit in different areas. And she goes to clean Howl's room, but... Howl won't let her. And then the reason she's cleaning so hard is because she's in search for Calcifer's contract, because Calcifer can't tell her what the contract is because that's said in the contract. So she has to figure it out herself. And she also can't tell people what is wrong with her based on the spell the Witch of the Waste did. But so, like, it's all jumbled.
Yes. In the movie, she's never really looking for Cal's contract ever.
I think they kind of know.
Yeah.
Sort of?
No. It's Cal literally tells her that she has to figure out what's going on, like how to break him free. But that's it. And then at the end, she realizes what's going on.
If you could choose, Jade, to be older or younger, which would you choose?
Probably younger.
Really? Yeah. That's actually impressive from a kid saying that.
Yeah.
That's a good answer because being older is not all it's cracked up to be.
No, it's not fun.
Good choice. What is your favorite age?
Like, my?
Mm-hmm. Me?
Yeah.
Probably 10.
10?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's a good one.
Okay.
And you've only got, what, 2 more months of being 10? Mm-hmm. You're going to live it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd want to get cursed to be younger, too. Feel bad for Sophie.
I know. Well, the thing, too, that you didn't make mention of is if she doesn't figure out how to break it, she'll die soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because she's this age now, and she's, like, 100.
And, so yeah, and she's like, okay, I can feel it in my body. My body's gonna give up soon.
That would suck.
Yeah, I would be so freaked out. So when Sophie is cleaning the house, this is also the first time that she realizes and starts opening windows and like, whoa, this window looks out over here. And then you run to this window and you're looking out over this. And then she gets to a window. And what does she see stuck in the castle, Jade?
The scarecrow.
Mm-hmm. So Scarecrow's back. Scarecrow's hanging out with them in the castle already. Because then her and Markle go and do chores with the Scarecrow and use the Scarecrow as... Do you remember what they use him as?
The clothes hanging thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that happens. Mm-hmm. And then Sophie, basically where they do this is at this very beautiful mountain with like lakes and stuff. And she's like, this is my favorite spot. And so she always goes there. Mm-hmm. Also, the other thing is, Jade, what is Howl in the movie?
Like, bird?
Yeah. Tell me how that fits in.
It's just a random bird.
Yeah. He keeps changing into a bird.
That's right. I forgot that.
And Cal keeps telling him, if you keep doing that, that's going to kill you even faster. But there's a war going on. And so Hal keeps flying like a bird to go take a look at this war because he wants to stop it and figure out how to stop it. And so that keeps happening.
Yep.
I did not like that.
No.
I was like, what? Howl? You're just a wizard. I get the. We're basically at the point where
they divide.
Our two stories have diverged. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in the book, supposedly now Howl has found a girl and he's in love with her. And Cal and Markle let Sophie know. No, he doesn't. He doesn't capture souls. He goes and hangs out and dates a lot of girls. And that's what he does.
Playa.
Yes. And so he spends hours in the bathroom getting ready. And one day his hair turned out horrible and he threw a fit. He ran into town they ran into town while he calmed down because he was just unruly. And they had to be like, it's okay to all the citizens because the house is going crazy. And they went back and Hal's covered in goo because he's having a temper tantrum. And he just is like, oh, woe is me. And he's like all green gooed up. And Sophie and Markle clean it up and she found out the girl he's in love with is Letty.
Jade, did that happen in the movie?
No.
No. This whole story about Howl being in love is not in the capturing souls in that part is, but
the goo part is too.
Yes, but they don't run into town before he does that. She just takes him upstairs and gets him all rested up.
Mm-hmm.
But then her and Markle do end up going into town and a ship comes into the harbor and is broken down. And then, Jade, what do they see?
The witch's people.
The flying people.
The black, dark people. Yeah. And so now they're worried because they think that they're going to be followed. And they're like, uh-oh, we got to get out of here. Oh, and at this point, too, we now find out that Markle is answering doors because they're doing their business.
Mm-hmm.
And in two different places, the soldiers come and are like, we need the witch Pendergast to come. And we need the Prince Jenkins to come. So now Hal has to go to the palace as two different people when he's only one.
Yes.
That doesn't happen. Like, he does get called to the palace in the book, but not has two aliases.
I'm trying to figure out which one you like more. And I'm having such a hard time. Because we don't talk about it before, you guys. We don't. I'm trying.
I know. This is going to be keeping Allie on her toes.
I know.
Jade, which one do you think I like more?
Probably the book.
Okay. Allie, what's your guess?
See, I originally thought movie because Christian Bale and all that. But with how you're defending the book... I'm going to go book. She's going to surprise both of us at the end. She's going to say movie. Watch this. Anyways. Jumping ahead.
You're done?
Okay.
Yeah. Because like I said, we're...
Separate.
It keeps parts of the book in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just two very different things right now.
Right. All right. Well, Marco was dropped off to do apprentice work, and there was a scarecrow that was trying to come in the house. This is the first time I mentioned the scarecrow.
Yeah, and the scarecrow is in the whole dang movie.
It is. I think it's in the whole... It's in the book, too, from the beginning. I just apparently didn't find it pertinent to mention it.
I was going to say, well, because you didn't realize that Sophie was the reason it came to life.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Because she does talk to it on her way to... She's like, oh, you scarecrow standing out here, like... That must be boring or something like that. And then she just keeps walking. And now.
Right.
Hello.
Now he's here. And she makes Cal move the fire or the house because he's in charge of the. He's like the heart of the house. Right. Move it super fast. And Sophie's heart starts like giving out because she's having a heart attack because she's 90 years old. And now this monster scarecrow is following them. And they get back to port and Marco comes back saying how him and Letty are in love. And that she's never even met Howell. And Sophie was sure that Letty was lying. And Howell comes in and says they have to leave because the king is upset. Okay, did you think that Letty, real Letty, was in love with one and Martha Letty was in love with the other?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't. I thought it was crazy at first.
Well, that's exactly what's happening.
Okay.
That's your spot on.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Mm-hmm. It's just, there has to be some mix-up.
Right. Because so one of them keeps introducing themselves as Letty, and the other one also is introducing themselves as Letty.
Because they did the switch.
I know.
And so then...
So the one who is changed to Martha should be introducing herself as Martha, yeah, but she's not.
She's not because her witch, mm-hmm, the witch that she's training under, immediately knew who she was. So like, you're not fooling me, I know who you are. So she's like, okay, I'm Letty.
Got it. Okay.
Jay, does this happen in the movie?
No.
Not at all. I'll wait until you're at the castle.
Okie dokie. So Sophie decided she needed to go to town, but Marco was instructed to make her rest because her heart was giving out, right? So she's like, no, I'm going. I need to go see my sister. And he's like, fine, here are some shoes. That if you put your foot down...
They're not even shoes. They're freaking pails. Like, they're buckets.
Oh, okay. If you put your foot down, she'll go super fast. But before he could explain that to her, she put her foot down and she's like, ah! And goes super fast. And the next time, she's like, what is happening? And she puts her foot down again and she's like, goes back and forth.
She also keeps, like, losing her balance. And so yes. He's picking that foot up.
And then she just couldn't get the hang of it. So she finally got to the town and she spoke to this woman who knew Howell. Because it was like, did she train him?
Yeah, this is his, this is who he was the apprentice for.
Okay. And then she got information about him, and then she went back to the castle. Or except went to this the castle.
Because now she's at the castle where, all right, guys, if you can hear, there are people doing yard work outside.
Chopping down trees or something.
Mm-hmm. We keep joking with Jade saying that other people are trying to be a guest star on this episode, too. How dare they take your light, huh? Sophie's at the castle where Letty is. And the person that Letty is training under is Howell's old person that he trained under. So, because Howell is there, too. And Howell's talking with Letty while Sophie's talking with the old witch. Now that Howell's been summoned to the palace, he doesn't want to go. And so he's like, ooh, Sophie, you can go as my mom. So then he makes Sophie go by herself. Which also, when Sophie ends up going to the castle, they like get her this like chair to go up the stairs in. Because they're like, oh, you're a 90-year-old woman. You shouldn't be climbing up all these stairs. And so she gets to the castle. And they tell her and the Witch of the Waste, because you are right, the Witch of the Waste is there. And they're like, you can't have any vehicles to get up these stairs. So then they have to climb up these stairs. What happens to the Witch of the Waste?
She, like, goes really old.
She's, like, she's so fat that she, like, melts and then becomes old. Mm-hmm. Because she had to climb upstairs. And so now when they get to the top... And they're in the castle. So they meet Solomon, who is the big bad in the movie. Mm. But this is Howell's. This is who Howell trained under. And so this conversation happens in the castle because Solomon is trying to get how. So, yeah. And basically, I wish the boots were in the movie. I think that would have been so hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. So funny.
It would have been the best part. What's funny is when I read it, I thought I could see it.
I thought so, too. I was like, oh, yeah, this part was funny. And it wasn't there.
Yeah, I know. I was like, how funny. Hold on.
That's funny. So Markle got engaged to Letty, and Markle and Cal are convinced that Howell didn't really love Letty. And we learn how Markle became Howell's apprentice, and there was a spell that Markle needed help with that was very advanced. And Sophie tried to help him, and they needed to catch a falling star.
Does that happen, Jane?
No.
No.
Nope.
Not at all.
They didn't end up getting the star because it went out. It was like, no, no, please! And then it, like, died and went out. And they went home, and Howell was in a great mood, and he spent all their money on new clothes. And they're like, oh my gosh. And he asked Sophie to please pretend to be my mom so the king gives me small tasks. Like, you gotta tell them I'm a horrible wizard, so he'll only give me little medial tasks. And when he found out they tried to do a spell, he was like, that was too complicated, and now the star died because of you. I hope you feel good about yourselves. And they're like, oh no, I'm sorry.
So Hal doesn't tell Sophie to pretend to be his mom, but does the rest of that happen?
No.
They went out to get magic books from this woman who had them, which was
the guy who trained the
gal who trained Howell, right?
Are they going back to that lady, or is this a different lady? No, this is a different lady. So Howell now is taking Sophie into his hometown where the black portal goes.
Yeah.
Which she's excited about because she had always wanted to go into the black portal door.
Yeah.
So he takes her and shows her around and is like, I have to go down here to this store. Mm-hmm. And then this happens.
So the lady sold him. And she got on him for not doing anything with his life. And then they, like, sort of flirted a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had to quickly leave because the Witch of the Waste was coming.
Mm-hmm. And now, unfortunately, this is also Howell's, like, new love interest. He's like, ooh, you don't like me?
Yes.
I'm coming for you now. And Sophie's mad because, hey, you're in love with my sister.
Right.
So, do you remember what Solomon did to the Witch of the Waste when they were at the castle?
Oh, they took her powers.
And so then Sophie is worried because she's like, uh-oh, if Howell comes, she's going to strip his powers. And then, of course, who comes? Well, actually, this is a funny part in the movie because as she's walking to the castle, Howell told her that he would accompany her in a disguise. And so she's walking and she sees this, like, thing fly by and she's like, oh my gosh, if that's your freaking disguise, that's too extravagant. But then what starts following her?
The dog.
Yeah. Does she think that the dog is Howell?
No. Wait, yes.
But then what do we find out, Jade? Is the dog Howell?
No. Wait, yes.
No. Too many yeses and noes. We're confusing her.
No, the dog isn't Howell. Instead, it is the thing that she thought was too extravagant a disguise.
But she's been talking to this dog like it's Howell the whole time because he's just following her.
Like, he lays his head on the step and she's like, you can't climb up these steps yourself.
Because it was a dog. Such a cute part.
So yeah, and then after, so Howell then lands his extravagant disguise and comes in and is pretending to be Solomon's, like, Air Force soldier person. But then her actual person comes in and is like, hi, ma'am, I have these things drawn up. And he's like, oh, that's the best double of me we've made yet. And then walks out. And then she's like, hi, Howell. And then Sophie's like, we have to get out of here. She's going to take your powers. So then they run. And then there's this whole entire air battle with him and Solomon's people. Mm. Oh, and then, because Hal makes Sophie take control of the ship and is like, here, wear my ring. It'll be your compass. This doesn't happen in the book.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, they spoke to an old lady and it turns out that she was one of the people who helped raise Howell. What old lady? an older lady, some old lady. She called Sophie a witch. And this lady is worried. No. I don't know what my notes mean.
It's not an older lady. You're talking. This is Hal's sister. She's like, I didn't picture like a super old lady. I pictured like someone in their like 30s, maybe 40s. And so she's who raised him.
Okay.
And so it's her and her family that's at this house.
Okay.
And then the rest of it happens.
Okay. So she called Sophie a witch, and this lady is worried that Howl is...
This lady.
Yes.
His sister. His
sister is worried that Howl is becoming a bad wizard. She lets Sophie know that, hey, you have to break the contract between him and Calcifer, otherwise he's going to go down a dark path.
Oh. Jade, is that in the movie?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie went to the king, and she was supposed to pretend to be Howl's mother and blacken his name, and after she finished, she was on her way out, but she runs into the Witch of the Waste, and she lets Sophie know that the person she's looking for is dead because she wouldn't give her information. She made up a lie that she, I have to go talk to the king, I need to go, so you can't hurt me because the king's expecting me, and then she had to follow through, so she went back to talk to him, and this is when she's like, Howl can do whatever you want, so that, because she ran out of things to say. And she, he can marry the king's daughter.
Sophie said this.
Oh, Sophie said this, yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen because I've already explained what happens when they get to the castle and Solomon. What I didn't say, though, is that because the Witch of the Waste has now had her powers stripped, they're bringing her with them. And now she becomes just another part of the gang.
Yes.
Wasn't that weird, Jade? She went from the bad person in the book to, like, old grandma in the movie.
So Howl is sick, and someone comes to the door, and it's like this dog man thing under a spell. Oh, yeah. And Markle and Sophie try to help it, but they can't. They need Howl, but he can't because he's sick.
Does that happen, Jane?
In the movie or the book?
In the movie.
No.
So
isn't it crazy? There's a lot that doesn't happen in the movie, huh?
It's like a different story. The lady died. The woman who was raising Howl. Okay, so that's who we were just discussing. And Howl wanted to go to her funeral. He disguised himself as a dog and went. Maybe that's where they got the dog from in the
movie. Probably.
Mm-hmm. And they all hid, but the witch found them. And Howl goes off and can't do much about it, about the witch. But he did buy Sophie's old hat shop as a hideout.
Okay, I'll catch the movie up to where you're at, because instead of what's happened... This part confused me, because Howl comes in and looks in on Sophie asleep, and he sees Sophie. So my thought was, what, the spell just broke? And then I realized that it was the movie showing that Howl can see her as herself, but I was confused. And then there was a freaking, like, dream sequence after this, where, like, Sophie tried to go after Howl, and in his room there was, like, a tunnel that went underground, and then she saw Howl's big, huge bird form, and Howl didn't want Sophie's help, but then she woke up. It's like, I was like, why? What is this? How does this help? And then again, Calcifer is now telling Howl that he's running out of time, and because he keeps transforming into the bird, it's not good. And then the next day, Howl surprises Sophie. And do you remember what he surprises Sophie with?
With the new house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's a new portal, and it is to the house, or the house shop, the hat shop. But yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing is, Howl also, like, shows her his secret hideaway. But it's not where his family lives. It's literally just a house by mountains and lake.
Yeah.
Oh, and then this is also a part in the movie where like airship is flying over and Howl sees it. And he's like, they're going to bomb a new city. And then he stops it because he doesn't want them to go bomb a city. And then his arm turns into, what does it turn into?
The bird.
Mm-hmm. Because he's using more powers. Also, this is when... Sorry, I'm trying to figure out what to say and what not to say. Actually, no, I'll let you get to where her family comes over.
Okay. All right, so they move Calcifer into the shop, and then Sophie asks him if he's ever been a falling star. And we find out that he was. And that's how he met Howl and got his contract. And so Howl doesn't pine after Letty anymore. Calcifer is super bored and lonely in the shop by himself. And Sophie worked hard at growing flowers. And the scarecrow came back and they hid in the shop. And this dog man was put under a spell by the Witch of the Waste.
Mm-hmm. And the dog man could tell that she was also under the spell because he was put on a spell.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does that happen, Jane?
No.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Do you wish you saw that in the movie?
Oh, no.
Howl came to find out that the dog was actually a person that he was not put together quite right. So they had to figure out how to fix him. And Sophie went off with Percival, which was the dog. And we get background that it was actually Letty who was supposed to be cursed. But the witch went in thinking that Sophie was Letty. And she cursed Percival into a dog. And she gets home and Howl and her have a fight. And then he leaves. And she's like, fine, I'm going to leave too while you're gone.
Does not happen.
Okay, they took over the hat shop, but now it's turned into a garden shop. And all of a sudden, here comes the lady that raised Sophie, her stepmom. And she recognized Sophie right away. And everybody that they know is coming into this huge, like, reunion thing. I don't know why they all are showing up.
Because Sophie's been missing for forever. Okay. They're like, oh my gosh, you're back. And, like, Sophie's stepmom's like, I know it's you even though you're old, but this is crazy. Everyone's been missing you. We need to come back. We need to have you over.
Okay, so they called everybody. Not everybody just randomly showed up.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It was Sophie's mom being like, oh my God, I'm so glad to find you. And then
telling everybody, come, she's mm-hmm. here. So they're trying to explain what's going on. And Calcifer yells and warns them that the witch is here. And they run outside and the scarecrow is there. But he doesn't seem so evil anymore. And he just needed to collect some things. And the witch was getting in the house.
Jade. So the stepmom does come over, right?
In the book or?
In the movie.
Yeah.
What does she do?
Like when she sees Sophie?
Mm-hmm.
Ran up to her?
Mm-hmm. So Sophie's stepmom comes, is excited to see Sophie, but really, the Witch of the Waste is sent her. Or nope, Solomon has sent her because the Witch of the Waste is an old lady in the house.
Oh, yeah.
So Sophie's stepmom leaves her coin purse on the table and then leaves real quick. She's like, I was remarried and he's rich and I need to go be with him. And mm-hmm. Sophie's like, great, I'm not moving with you. I like it here. And Sophie's mom's like, meh, whatever.
Yeah.
But as Sophie's walking her mom out, the Witch of the Waste opens the purse. So she has the black worm that looks like, it's weird because it looks like all of the Witch of the Waste's, like, people who have been following them, but it's really Solomon's people now. Mm. And she tosses it to Calcifer and he eats it. What happened? Do you remember what happens after he eats it?
Do they crash?
No, he starts to cough and get like sick and slowly go out.
Okay. So Sophie ran off to find the witch and she found out the witch had split up Prince Justin, which was the main quest that the king wanted Howl to go on. Because Justin was his son that went missing. And his body parts are all over the place. And Howl comes home and they fight the witch. He destroys the witch, but she's not officially destroyed until her fire demon is destroyed. The fire demon had gotten to the house a few times and they're on their way to stop her. And this whole battle breaks out. And Howl basically dies. And Sophie figured out how to break Cal's contract. But if she breaks it, Calcifer dies.
Cal and Howl die.
Oh, okay. They both die. But he agrees. And she put Calcifer into Howl's heart, which got him back to life. Well, why would she do it if Howl dies too?
Because, like, in the movie, Cal is Howl's heart. Howl's heart is in Cal.
So if she put Calcifer in Howl, then his heart would restart. I thought that was the whole point.
Calcifer right. You're right. It's just that if they both died, they would both die. Or, like, if one of them died, the other one is supposed to die, too. I don't think Howl's dead. He's, like, alive, but barely. And he needs his heart to survive.
Howl?
Yeah.
Right. So then, yeah. So, but Calcifer would basically die because he'd go into Howl.
Mm-hmm. But then if, like, Howl died or Cal died, the other one would die.
Yeah. But this is, like, them saving each other.
Yeah.
So she put Cal into Howl's heart, which got him back to life. And then here comes Calcifer from the dead embers. He comes back. Happy ending.
Well, I got a lot left.
That is the end of the book.
So in the movie, now there's this whole entire war that's happening. And what is Howl doing in it, Jade? He's fighting, flying. He's a bird. And then while this is happening, part of why Howl got them the hat shop in the movie is because he wanted them to have a spot that was safe. But then Sophie, like, went into one of the other portals and stood on the mountains, like, they're bombing the hat shop knowing that's Howl's place. We need to let go of that. And Calcifer's like, I don't think I can. That would be dumb. And she's like, no, this is the only way to help Howl to survive this. So then she makes them all leave the shop, including Calcifer. And what happens, Jade?
His castle, like, goes down.
Yeah, which is not great. And then, basically, I can't remember. There's a scene where Sophie goes through a portal. Do you remember what she sees in the portal?
Was it the black portal?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Because she opens the door. The door is still there, and she opens it, and she goes through it. If you can't remember, don't worry. I can't remember either.
Does she, like, see the war?
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
It's okay. Can you remember, Allie?
No. Okay. You guys are remembering way more than I did, so.
Sophie basically, like,
wasn't it, like, a deserted land? Or was that, like, way earlier in the movie?
No, that's way earlier.
Okay, then no, I don't know.
No, because she goes through and it's the black. And it, like, it's what makes her, like, I cannot remember. I just know that she goes into this portal and then when she comes out, Howl is there as a bird. And she's like, we gotta fix you. And so, do you remember what she does with Cal? Because now she's trying to get a spot for them back, right? She's like, come on, Cal, you can make a new house. Well, Cal's like, I need something powerful. So what does she do? She cuts off her hair. And then he eats it. And then this is also when you realize that the Witch of the Waste, her whole storyline in the movie is that she's in love with Howl. And so she wants to get Howl's heart so that he will be in love with her. And so when they're dealing with this, the Witch of the Waste sees that Calcifer is Howl's heart and is like, I need that heart. Oh, nope. I was ahead of myself with the portal. Because this all happens before she finds the portal. Because then, once the Witch of the Waste has the heart, basically, she kind of freaking kills Calcifer. And, like, takes away his spark. And then, when everything finally crashes down, this is when Sophie finds the door and she goes through the door. And when she goes through the door, she sees Howl catching Calcifer. And so she sees how their relationship, like, started. And then she's like, I know how to save Howl. And she also then told young Howl to come find her in the future. And then when she comes back, the Scarecrow is there. And do you remember what Sophie does to the Scarecrow?
Kisses it.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
He comes back.
Mm-hmm. Because what did he need?
A kiss.
True love's kiss.
Love.
Yeah. But then the Witch of the Waste, after Howl comes back, she's like, I think you need to find a new true love. I was like, this poor guy. Oh, because the one thing you didn't say, this was such a good part in the book. So the chick that Howl started trying to flirt with to make him get over Letty. Mm-hmm. Was this girl whose fiance had gone missing and she just thought he had died. Well, lo and behold, it was actually the Scarecrow.
Oh, I thought the Scarecrow was Justin.
Yeah, that's who she was engaged to.
Oh, the prince?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And so their whole love story gets to come together. And then Howl, in the book, Howl also falls in love with Sophie. Allie did not say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because Howl then comes to her and is like, look, you're not you anymore. Or you're not old anymore.
You're not you anymore.
I like you now that you're not you.
And he's like, but I always knew it was you. And then, yeah, the weirdest part of the movie for me was that after Hal, so Sophie saves Hal with Cal's heart, or, well, with Hal's heart from Cal. Mm-hmm. And now Solomon's like, oh, good, he's found his true love. And then she stops going after him. I'm
like, yeah.
That's all you wanted for him? Like,
to find true love.
What? And then in the book, Hal even said, he was like, ever since I met you, I knew that we had to figure out how to get the spell off of you, and I've been working on it, and here we go. And he lifts it from her. In the movie, it just falls off. She's just young now. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. Do you get it, Jade?
But that's it.
We did it, Jade. High five. We only got a little bit left.
We did casting. So on IMDb, it says 60 people, but they had the English and Japanese version all mixed together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know how many specifically English and specifically Japanese. So
yeah,
you want to figure that out? Go for it. Mm-hmm. So we have Jean Simmons played Grandma Sophie.
I think she was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I liked her.
Sounded like a grandma.
Yep.
Crotchety old grandma.
Christian Bale played Howell.
I like him.
Mm-hmm. I loved him. Yep. He was perfect.
Lauren Bacall played the Witch of the Waste.
Kind of forgot what she sounded like.
So she was not memorable. That's a good comment. Good,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If I can't either super remember, but like in my head, She kind of reminded me of the Fa Mulan, the old lady from Mulan that was doing the test.
Yeah.
Am I remembering sort of?
I can't remember her voice either.
Not memorable. Sorry, Lauren. Okay. We got Blythe Danner played Madam Solomon. So the lady.
The evil witch.
Yeah.
Like the bad guy in the movie. Do you remember her?
Like,
she was the big bad.
She was the one in the castle who was like,
oh, she was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot her, how they sounded, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's fair.
Blythe Danner is actually the mom from The Lucky One. She's like one of my favorite actresses.
Oh, how funny. And
I, for some reason, couldn't pick up her voice there.
Okay. We have Emily Mortimer as young Sophie.
Oh, I wanted to give your opinion, Jade, if you remember.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. I liked her too. She was also, wasn't she the one who, well, I'll get to that next.
I don't know. I like her. She's one of my favorite actresses, but I can't tell you what she's from.
I can.
What?
She's Johanna from Hunger Games.
Oh, no, she's not.
That was one of my fun facts.
Jenna Malone is.
Oh. Dang it. Wrong one. Well, one of my fun facts is that they're both in this movie because Josh Hutcherson plays Markle. Dang it. I thought it was young Sophie.
No. So it's Letty. Like, split second. Like, I was really sad when I realized it was her. I was like, dang it.
Man. Well, right. Josh Hutcherson plays Markle.
What'd you think of his voice, Jade?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny because listening to him now and after seeing him in many movies, he sounds like a little baby.
I did not even know it was him until he did casting.
Which is hilarious because the first time we watched it, we commented hardcore on that.
I think we did. I remember actually now.
Nope. Yeah, he sounds like a little baby.
But I did recognize this next voice.
Yeah.
Billy Crystal is Calcifer.
Perfect.
Mike Wazowski.
I liked him.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Yes, I agree.
It was perfect casting.
Yes. All right, and then we got Jenna Malone as Letty.
Loved it. Perfect.
Good. Crispin Freeman is Prince Turnip. I can't believe that's what they call him in the book or the movie. Prince Turnip?
Yeah, shoot. Why don't they call him Prince Justin?
Or Turnip Head.
Why? Because he does turn into the prince. He's the missing prince.
but that's
but Prince Turnip. They also don't freaking talk about the missing prince that much in the movie.
Well, I don't really remember his voice either.
Yeah, I don't either. How about you, Jade? Yeah.
Not a lot of memorable voices this time, but
Christian Bale, Josh,
Billy Crystal.
Yep. Good job.
Yes.
Is the theme of the book and movie the same?
Do you think so, Jane?
Probably.
Yeah, I would say they are.
Yeah, I think so.
Do the characters stay the same?
Do you think book characters were very much like the movie characters? Did they act the same?
I don't think so, because the turnip head in the book and then in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I don't think so.
And the Witch of the Waste is the big bad in the book and not in the movie.
Yeah.
And then Howl turns into a bird all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's different.
Yeah. Actually, I'm glad you gave that answer, because I was going to say yeah.
I know, I was too. Good job. You are definitely correct.
All right, Jade.
Which do you prefer?
Movie.
And why?
Just because I know it better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fair.
Understand it more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm the same. I understood the movie a whole lot more than I understood the book. So I picked movie as my favorite, too, because I'm like, I got confused quite a lot in the book. I was like, why is this happening? This doesn't make sense. And apparently I really got confused because you were correcting me throughout the whole thing.
I was like, what, Allie? You both were correct. I did choose book because I liked the story so much more. Like, I think it's so much more fun. I like the whole, like, his apprentice doing the, like, spell throughout the whole thing. And then you find out, the thing that's so great is that you find out this whole time Sophie's had Cal's contract, but has been working on it as Markle's little, like, side project, not realizing, oh, this is how I was fixing Cal.
See, I didn't even make note of that because I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
that's
so,
a bummer, because those are my favorite type of books when they all tie in, and I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think, yeah, I don't know why you
didn't get it.
Yeah. No, I loved it when all the pieces fell together.
Well, that was good.
For this one. Yeah. And then it very much so reminded me of Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. And so I loved that too. I literally, when I finished the book and got to the end, I cried.
Wow.
Not because the book was it was the story that did it, not because I was done with the book.
I'm all done with it.
I want to continue. Well, actually, I was sad because we had been told the store that I bought the book from, someone said that it was part of a series. It's not part of a series. It's a standalone. And I was bummed. I was going to continue reading.
Bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you recommend it to a friend?
Probably.
Yeah.
Would you recommend both?
Just one.
Depends on the person.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great answer.
That's a really good answer. Those are better than our answers usually.
I would recommend both. Like, I love them both. But again, I think Jade's right, depending on the person. Like, John doesn't like animes, so I wouldn't tell him to watch the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the same.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on who it is.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't flat out say no, like many other ones where I just didn't like them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like our friends that love anime. I'd be like, hey, I know you've probably already seen this a million times, but I got one for you.
Yeah. Ghibli movies are like top tier for anyone who watches anime. So.
All right. Well, that's it.
How do you feel, Jade?
Good.
Yeah. You relieved? You're done with this?
Did you like being on with us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you want to do it again?
Probably.
Yeah?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
I'd call that a success.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier the second time because you're less nervous and you know what to
expect.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll let you pick out the next one, huh? Rather than me just say, this is what we're doing.
I thought she picked it out.
I thought she would like it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think next time I'll have you pick the book. Okay. Book movie.
All right. Well, we don't have really a next week episode for you because we're still in our break.
Yes. So come back in August.
August 5th, to be precise. We have Good Omens. So that's just a couple weeks away, though.
Heck yeah. Yeah. It's literally like 2 weeks.
I know. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. But you should go visit our website.
Mm-hmm. Offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript. Mm-hmm.
There's some fun stuff there.
Yes. And I am updating it this week.
Mm-hmm.
So all our season 5 schedule is going to be on there. So you'll be able to go look and see what this spooky season has in store for mm-hmm. you.
I will say I'm really excited because I haven't heard you complain yet about what you're reading. She's currently reading our Hannibal series.
I know. I was listening to it because I walked over here and I'm the last 45 minutes and I was about to come in here and be like, oh my gosh, what I just listened to. But we'll have to wait and see
what she says.
So be sure to rate, subscribe, review, mm-hmm. say, Jade was the best guest you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
5 stars for her.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's all I got for a preview.
And with that,
how's Moving Castle?
Went off script.
Yay! Good job!
Bye!
Bye.
I forgot the bye part.
You're just like, yay, good job!
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romantasy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For